So before reading, I would like to say that that was a wonderful experience that we just participated in seeing everything come to life and seeing Radha and Krishna with the background of Govardhan Hill right behind them, as if they were sitting on Giriraj and all their friends laughing and joking. And it was very, very vibrant and heart-satisfying to see such a jewel. So I wanted to express my gratitude to all the devotees who were involved in giving that experience to us all. Now, you know how sometimes you have something deep in your heart that you can't speak about to very many people, maybe something very heart-saddening, and only a few people you can share it with. Well, sometimes in Nandagram, Mother Yasoda and Nanda Baba, when they're alone in a place, in their own room, the door is closed, nobody can hear, Nanda Maharaj turns to his wife and he says, "Sometimes I feel that I have made a big mistake. Krishna is still a bachelor. He's unmarried. When I see all of his family members, they're all married, they have children, they're so happy, and I see Krishna and he's unmarried, I feel as though I made a big mistake." And Mother Yasoda, tears come down her cheeks. And she says, "When I see the way that he looks at her and the way she looks at him, I think to myself, why did I listen to Purnamasi?" Now let me explain that once upon a time Mother Yasoda got very enthusiastic about the idea that Krishna and Radha should get married. And when Radha was visiting in Nandagram, she took Radha into her room and she took some turmeric and she painted her hands with turmeric. Now this was a very spontaneous thing to do, because if you paint a girl's hands with turmeric, it means that her marriage has been arranged. And Yasoda couldn't help herself and she did it. And Radha was so shy, she didn't know what to do. And she had to go home, and her hands were painted in turmeric. So she came back, and there is a pukur, or a kund, in Varshana called Pili Pukur. And in that kund, she washed her hands. She washed the turmeric off her hands before she went home, because she knew what it meant also. And some people saw that the water became yellow, and they saw her wash her hands. So when she came home with her clean hands, some other people went to her mother and told her what happened, that Yasoda had painted her hands with turmeric. And Kirtita was so happy. She was so happy because Yasoda and Kirtita are the most intimate of friends. And naturally everyone in Vraj was happy, because everyone wants that Radha and Krishna should be married. Everybody wants that. So now everyone in Braj started a big festival. And they were so excited. And Kirtita knew that the next thing you must do is you must send a gift to Yasoda and her family. Mm-hmm. So they prepared a big cart and they filled it up with jewels. And they sent that cart all the way to Nandagram. And when Yasoda saw the cart of jewels, she understood that the proposal has been accepted. And so she became so happy that they got together a bigger cart with more jewels and they sent that back to Varshana, and everyone in Braj was completely happy, satisfied. This was perfect arrangement. But then they had to choose an auspicious day to perform this wedding ceremony. And And when Purnamasi is Yoga Maya in person. So Purnamasi is like the guru of all the Brajabasis. No Brajabasi will go against the order of Purnamasi. If Purnamasi says this must happen, it must happen. So they said, we must consult with Purnamasi and find an auspicious day. So they did. And Purnamasi said to herself, this cannot happen. Radha and Krishna cannot get married. Because if Radha and Krishna get married, that becomes swakya, like in Dwarka with the wives of Krishna. And that is not the mood and spirit of Braj. And so when Yasoda and Nanda Baba came and they asked for an auspicious day for the wedding and so on, Purnamasi said, I've looked at the chart very, very carefully. I've compared their charts. And I see that actually if they were to get married in the coming year, it could be very inauspicious for both of them. Perhaps somebody might even die. Oh, so then everyone got very worried. We can't do anything about this. And then, while they were both calmed down a little bit on this idea, immediately Purnamasi went immediately to Jyotila. And when she went to Jyotila, she said, Jyotila, your son Abhimanyu must marry Radha immediately. And Jyotila had to agree. So immediately a wedding was performed. And one day when Krishna was out in the forest playing with his cowherd friends, Purnamasi came and she said, Krishna, I would like to show you, offer you some candies, some sweets. And he said, oh, where have these come from? And she said, one elderly lady sent them because of the marriage of her daughter. And Krishna said, oh, what is her daughter's name? And Purnamasi said, Radha. Do you think that Krishna took that sweet with enjoyment? No. So then, Nanda and Yasoda are talking together. Just to pacify you, don't worry. They're talking together and they don't like this story either. They think it's a terrible story. And Yasoda says to Nanda Maharaj in secret, in confidence, she says, I know this is not right. It is against the principles of Vedic culture. But somehow or another, I cannot help but treat this beautiful girl Radha as my daughter-in-law. Whenever I see her, I think, she is my daughter-in-law. So she was confessing this to Nanda Maharaj, and he was in the same mood, and he also agreed. Now, I'm preparing you by telling you that because this is a little pastime of how Krishna, who's very, very playful, how he arranges things. So even though Radha is married to Abhimanyu, and philosophically speaking, Abhiman means Abhiman?
Conception.
Like ego.
False conception
of oneself. So Abhimanyu doesn't really exist, you could say. He's a gopa, he's there. But when you should understand, Abhimanyu and his family are quite homely. Jyotila is rather plain. Abhimanyu is a little slow. And he has a sister called Kutila, and she's very cunning. And she's always trying to check out everything to make sure that Radha is being a good daughter-in-law. So she's like that, and they're doing like that. But Vishnu Maharaj built a separate palace for Radha in Javat, and she lives there with all her girlfriends. And Abhimanyu, he only comes like this. He never touches her. He never enjoys her presence. He treats her like this. So it's very important to understand that. Otherwise you think, this is horrible. Right? You were very unhappy a minute before.
Yeah.
But now I'm pacifying you.
I'm so happy.
Okay. All right. Happy music. One morning in Nandagram, Yasoda Mai, the Queen of Braj, was very busy. She was arranging cloth and ornaments and other things in a large wooden box. And right then Krishna came into the room. He said, "Ma, what are you doing?" She said, "Oh, my son, I am packing this box. What are you keeping so carefully within the box? My son, you do not need to know. You go outside now and play with your friends." But Krishna said, "No, Ma, I really want to know what you're doing." "All right," said Yasoda. "Within this box, I am putting sandalwood sticks, lotus pollen, camphor, musk, kumkum powder, and all kinds of different scents. Then I'm also packing extremely fine cloth made out of gold and silk, and gold waist ornaments, earrings, bangles, jewels, everything. I'm putting so many gifts into this box." Krishna said, "Is this meant for me?" "My darling son," she said, "there is another box already prepared for you. Much, much, much bigger than this one. It's filled with all kinds of valuable jewels and garments. And I have prepared a similar one for your brother Balaram." "Mother," said Krishna, "if you are not preparing this particular box for us, then who is it for? Who is such a dear object of your affection?" Yasoda Mai said, "My dear son, just as providence has bestowed upon me, as a result of my good deeds in the past, has bestowed you upon me as a result of the good deeds I have done in the past, there is one girl in Gokul, and she is so dear to me. It is for her that I am keeping this box. This girl is so wonderful that all good womanly qualities take shelter of her. It is Sri Radha for whom I have such natural love and affection." As soon as Krishna heard the name Radha, what do you think he felt? Very happy. And again he questioned his mother. "Who is this girl? Can you tell me more about her? Whose daughter is she and where does she live? And how is it that you have such intense love and affection for her?" Yasoda replied, "This girl is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu and my dear, dear friend Kirtida. She lives in a palace built by her father in Javat with her husband Abhimanyu, who has just arrived in the assembly hall seeking advice on some community matters from your father. So when he enters the inner chambers to greet me, I will ask him to carry this big box home with him and offer it all to Sri Radha." Just at that very moment, a young maidservant entered, and she told Yasoda Mai that two goldsmiths had just arrived who were taking care of making some jewelry for Krishna. So Yasoda turned to Dhanista, who was one of the girls, and said, "Dhanista, I must go now and arrange Krishna's jewelry. So you stay here and keep an eye on this box. Yasoda handed the keys to Dhanishta and she left the room. Within a few moments, Krishna's friends arrived, especially Subal, who's very close to Krishna. And together with Krishna, they opened this big wooden box. They opened it up. And they took out all the clothes and ornaments and scents and jewelry and everything else. And they gave that to Dhanishta. And they said, take care of this. She took it. And do you know what they did then? They helped Krishna to climb very carefully inside that box. And Subal locked the key and gave that to Dhanishta as well. Just at that moment, Abhimanyu came in and Yasoda returned. And she said to Abhimanyu, Abhimanyu, I have prepared this box of jewels and cloth and other ornaments for your wife, and I want you to personally take this box and offer it to Sri Radhika with a message from me. He was very happy. She said, you tell her this. You say, oh, you who gives pleasure to my eyes, I am sending you an extremely valuable gift. It consists of ornaments that you will cherish to the utmost. And may you decorate your body with my gift forever. Krishna was very happy. Abhimanyu was very happy when he heard what was inside the box. And he said, as you have ordered me, I will faithfully carry this out. And saying this, he lifted that box with a little help up onto his head. It was very heavy. And he started back towards Javat. Now, if you have a big heavy box on your head, you know, you start to feel tired, right? And your perspiration comes and you feel like, oh, I have to take a bit of a break, but you can't lift it down again because it's difficult to get it up there. So he's walking along and inside the box, Krishna is traveling to a rendezvous with Radha. And he broke out into a great big grin like we saw this afternoon. A big smile came on his face and he laughed softly and sweetly to himself. Meanwhile, Abhimanyu was not feeling tired. He was feeling very enlivened. He was thinking, today I have become rich, successful, and fortunate. Within this box, there must be heaps of gold, and I will purchase thousands or millions of cows with this money. And he was so pleased. I'm now going to become wealthy and happy. And he proceeded along to Javat. He was like dancing practically. And of course, we can understand why, because he's carrying this transcendental gift, this transcendentally wonderful person. He didn't feel even the slightest amount of fatigue. And by the time he arrived in Javat, his body was full of joy and his eyes were brimming with tears. Entering the house with this big box, he somehow or other managed to get it down and he showed it to his mother, Jyotila. And he said, Ma, this morning I left the house at a very auspicious moment, for I have been blessed with the fortune of obtaining a box full of gold and jewels and ornaments and cloth. Sri Vrajeshwari has sent this matchless gift for your daughter-in-law with a special message. She has said, "O you who gives pleasure to my eyes, I am sending you an extremely valuable gift. It consists of ornaments that you will cherish to the utmost. May you perpetually decorate your body with them forever." Hearing this wonderful news, Jyotila became so happy. She was so pleased. This was so wonderful. She said, "Oh, my son, this box is so heavy. You please carry it up to Brishabhanu Nandini's room, and then she can open it and see all the wonderful gifts." So Abhimanyu got the box back up on his head, and he carried it upstairs to Srimati Radharani's room and managed to somehow or other get the box down again. And he placed the box on a raised platform. And seeing this large box, Lalita and the other sakis became very curious. "What is this?" They were looking at this box, and they also simultaneously began to feel extremely blissful. Then Radha's left eyelid and her thigh began to tremble. And she said, "Lalite, this is the house of my mother-in-law, and it is the most depressing place you could imagine. So how is it that my left eyelid is dancing without any reason?" Lalita replied, "I can only guess that within this box is a most fascinating ornament." Radha said, "Lalita, just seeing the box, my mind is surcharged with an indescribable joy. Let us find out just what is inside." Then all the girls surrounded that box with eager anticipation. They were all excited to see. And Sri Radhika herself turned the key and she began to open the box. But the moment she lifted the lid even slightly, boom! Krishna appeared. Upon seeing him in this house, having been given all these instructions to enjoy these ornaments by Yasoda, by her husband, by her mother-in-law, she was astonished. And all the girls started giggling and laughing and laughing and laughing. They said, "What is this? Aha, what is this?" And they clapped their hands and they all started laughing. And the girls who were just lying around casually, they all got up very quickly, being very embarrassed. And astonishingly, Krishna is so clever. He's the abode of all artistry. Feeling very pleased with himself, he kissed the cheek of all those girls at the very same time. Then Lalita said, "Hey Radhe, this ornament that has come is indeed very glorious. Your husband who carried it is also glorious. And she who sent it is glorious. Her message to you, hey Radhe, may you be decorated by that which I am sending, is also glorious. And this house, this place where this box is now sitting, is even more glorious. You have been ordered by your mother-in-law to ornament yourself with that which has been brought by your husband. Therefore, you should follow the order of your superiors and proclaim your own ideal behavior to the whole world." Hearing Lalita being so bold, Srimati Radharani became a little shy and embarrassed, and she said, "Oh, Lalita, this rascal thief has stolen all the clothing and the ornaments They were given to me by Yasoda Mayi. And then he's taken them out of the box, he's kept them in some place, and he's hid himself in the box. Now, go right now downstairs and explain all this to my mother-in-law, Jyotila, and quickly bring her here.
Oh, no.
Lalita turned to Krishna and said, "What a rascal you are. You rode on the head of Abhimanyu in order to meet his wife? Is this proper of you? Never mind. What is done. But now, you should immediately return all the stolen items, or we will bring Jyotila here right now, and I will expose the real truth of your fame and glory." Krishna replied, "Oh, my dear Lalite, you see, I was at home playing, and I entered this box while I was playing. Your friend, knowing this, sent her husband to my house to forcibly kidnap me and bring me here just to be accused of you, by you, of crookedness. What do you think?"
"He's innocent."
"Obviously." Then he laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. "Hey, Radhe," he said, "I have become fascinated by smelling the natural wooden fragrance of this box. After removing all the contents of this box which was inside, I gave them to Dhanista to bring to you, and then I climbed into this box to make myself nicely scented. At that very moment, your husband suddenly came and carried me here. Now, I place this topic before you all. Think over very carefully. If Sri Radhika is at fault, she kidnapped me, I will be rightfully punished by her. And if I am at fault, then I will allow myself to be punished. I will rightfully punish her if she's at fault. But if I am at fault, I will allow myself to be punished by becoming bound up in the formidable ropes of her beautiful arms. Not only that, if you decide that I am at fault, then I also agree to willingly spend 3 nights of miserable imprisonment here." We all offer our obeisances to that eternally youthful couple of Braj who are constantly absorbed in such wonderful, playful pastimes as we have seen and witnessed today and as we are hearing tonight, which fulfill all the desires of their gopi friends. Their sweet pastimes broadcast the fame and the glory of this earthly Vrindavan throughout the 14 worlds. Thank you. Hey, Radhe!